This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 76 for Friday, September 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger on Friday, taking some direction from outside markets. Canola up 7 to over $12, November up 8.10 at $885 per ton. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures both set fresh contract highs overnight, with Chicago soy oil also posting solid gains. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar was also a bit supportive. However, seasonal harvest pressure did temper the advances, despite the small size of this year's crop. Ideas canola remains overpriced also weighed on values. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly higher, corn lower, and wheat mixed, as traders adjusted positions ahead of the weekend. November soybeans up 0.75 cents at $12.85 per bushel. Soy oil led beans higher, with meal posting small losses on the day. Solid export demand did provide underlying support, but reports that some Chinese crushing plants are shutting down in order to comply with government restrictions on power usage could limit sales going forward. The International Grain Council left their estimate for world soybean production this year at 380 million tons, with ending stocks at 57 million. If realized, production would be up by 18 million tons on the year, while stocks would only rise 3 million, as demand is also expected to rise. The advancing U.S. harvest did keep some caution in the bean market. Corn, it is weaker, with harvest pressure ahead of the weekend weighing on values. December down 2 cents at 5.26 per bushel. World corn production for this year was raised by 7 million tons by the IGC at a record 1.209 billion tons. The projected world corn carryout was forecast at 282 million. That would be up by 8 million on the year. Wheat, it is mixed on the day. Minneapolis up 3 cents in December at, 4 cents at 9.16 per bushel. Kansas City down a 0.25 cent in December at 7.19 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, it's up 6 cents in the December contract at 7.23 and 3 quarters. The IGC lowered their estimate for world wheat production by a million tons to 781 million. But that would still be up 1% on the year. Canada's spring wheat harvest is running well ahead of normal, according to provincial reports, but smaller yields do remain supportive for prices overall. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.